You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
American soccer fans, welcome to episode 130 of the USA Soccer Cast. We are bringing you everything about the U.S. national teams, the players, the leagues, and everything else that impacts the game of soccer in these United States. I'm Donald Wine. The CONCACAF Nations League finals were a little over a week ago in Dallas, and the vibes were immaculate. I was there for it all as the U.S. men's national team continued their reign as the only CONCACAF Nations League champions. They win the trophy for a third straight time. But as you all saw, it was not an easy road to the title. The semifinals saw the U.S. take on Jamaica, where they won 3-1 after extra time. And that game was just wild from the very start. Jamaica scores in the first minute. And on the U.S.'s side, they played terribly, to be frank, for 96 minutes in like 13 seconds. And it took until the 96th minute, 6 minutes into stoppage time, on the very final play of regulation. Miles Robinson forces an own goal on the last corner kick. He heads the ball. It ricochets off of a Jamaica player who had a great header, by the way. Thanks for that. Into the goal to force extra time. And in extra time, it was the Haji Wright show. He comes on as a substitute. He dominates both goals, assisted on some incredible passes by Gio Reyna. Now, while it was a 3-1 victory for the United States, as I mentioned, it was not a great showing. The team didn't play well. I know a lot of people were trying to place it on Greg Berhalter and his tactics and everything, but at a certain point, you just got to say the players just did not play well. You have to look at them and go, we love you, but that performance wasn't acceptable, and you didn't come ready to play. And that's what happened against Jamaica. Jamaica scored in the first minute. They caught us flat-footed, and then they were able to kind of park the bus for another 96 minutes. They almost got away with it. It was just eventually that we were able to get the goal and go into extra time, and Haji Wright and Gio Reyna combined for some brilliance in extra time. Now, Tyler Adams, back on the national team, appears as a substitute, played about 30 minutes or so before being subbed off a few minutes in extra time. And that was mainly because Bournemouth had said that he wasn't match fit for 90 minutes. And of course, Tyler Adams would tell you that he could have gone a ton. He could have gone a lot more and was visibly upset when he was taken off, but he knew what was going on. Greg went to him immediately to explain his rationale for subbing him on and then taking him off, saying, hey, we need you for another game. 30 minutes is 30 minutes. We're going to keep you ready, but at the same time, we don't want to force it. We don't want to over push it. And the funny thing about Haji Wright being the hero in this, and that, of course, he was an injury replacement for Josh Sargent, who was called into the team and suffered an injury right before he was about to join camp. Haji Wright was about to leave. He was literally on his way to Dubai, apparently at the airport with his girlfriend, when he was called about coming to the team. So he broke the news to his girlfriend and immediately rebooked his flights and arrived in camp. And this is the result. He ends up being the hero against Jamaica. So, hey, stay ready so you don't have to get ready and you'll always be ready. That was Haji Wright in this camp. So congratulations to him. Again, we're very lucky to get out of that round. But sometimes you need a little luck to advance in the CONCACAF Nations League finals. And that's what we did. We get to the final. And of course, what awaiting us is Mexico, who looked great against Panama in the semifinal. But it was a complete turnaround for the United States in that one. The familiar scoreline, 2-0. A Tyrell Adams wonder strike, a Gio Reyna goal. That was the difference for the United States. A much better showing from them. And the Tyrell Adams just wonder goal before halftime. I was sitting on the other side of the field. So when the ball went in, we saw it. We were on line with it. It was a missile. But we didn't realize how far outside the box he was until after the match. We were able to see some of the highlights, of which I've seen it probably 200, 300 times by this point. Gio Reyna, as I mentioned, a one-time goal in the second half. That was on our end. And when that happened, of course, going near post to Memo Ochoa, that's when you felt like it was over. And it was a complete destruction of their arch rivals. They really didn't get a lot of chances. The closest chance that Mexico had was when they apparently drew a penalty, only for it to be overturned on VAR because there was no penalty. They tried to dive and VAR caught them. So it really felt like, for the most part, the U.S. was the one pushing the issue. They were the ones making the runs. They were the ones really dominating possession. And Mexico, while they may have had the ball quite a bit, didn't really do much with it. Mexico has not defeated the United States since September 2019, and they didn't look great in this one either. And Mexico fans, towards the end, they resorted to doing the chant late in the match several times. The ref only stopped the match twice, despite the fact that the PA announcers were constantly doing the step one announcements to the crowd. And I counted at least 10 times that the step one announcements were made after the chant. A lot of throwing of drinks and cups after the game. And towards the end, when Gio Reyna scored a second goal, there was a lot of cups thrown at the team when they celebrated in one corner. And CONCACAF, once again, we have to say, you have to do something about this. You have to do something about the chant. You have to do something about the fans and how they react to things. Things can't be thrown on the field. It's unacceptable. The chant is unacceptable. And the fact that it continues to exist unchecked. Yeah, you do the one step. You do step one twice. They really, that sort of thing shouldn't be happening. If you have protocols in place and rules in place, follow them. It doesn't mean anything if we know that you're too scared to follow through with them. And there's a point where we go in the stands, they're not going to do anything beyond this because they don't want to. And that's the truth until you tell us otherwise. That's how we have to perceive it, until you follow through with the protocols that you have put in place. So with that, we end the CONCACAF Nations League. Again, the United States champions for a third straight time, the only team to hold this trophy. The best player award goes to Gio Reyna, most deservedly so, for his two assists against Jamaica and his goal against Mexico. The best goalkeeper award goes to Matt Turner, who, despite the first-minute goal against Jamaica, had a clean sheet the rest of the way and played brilliantly and very much brilliantly in times, trying to stay in his head to keep us in this game. Those two players really, really dominated, as well as the rest of the United States men's national team. Congratulations to them on winning the best trophy and the best tournament in the world. Let's leave the Nations League there. My championship t-shirt's on the way, so I can't wait to wear it. We'll take a quick break. We'll discuss the Olympic draw results after this.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey everyone, are you looking for the latest gear for your U.S. national teams? Major League Soccer, the NWSL, or any other team in the world of soccer? The USA SoccerCast has affiliate partnerships that are ready to help you out. Head to linktree.com/USA SoccerCast, where we have links to Homage, Fanatics, the MLS Store, and Breaking Tee. You can get the jersey, shirt, hat, or accessory you're looking for to support your team while also saving some money and helping this show in the process. Again, linktree.com/USA SoccerCast. Click on the links and get your gear. And we thank you as always for your support of the show. We are back, and we are here to discuss the Olympic draw, which took place just before the Nations League finals began a little over a week ago. And, of course, we have two teams in the Olympics this year. We have the women's national team, and then we have the U.S. men's U-23s, who are in the Olympics for the first time since 2008. Let's begin first with the women, because I think the women have an interesting group. The women's tournament, of course, the draw for both took place at the same place in France. The women, I think, have a very interesting draw. They are drawn into Group B. They will face Germany, Australia, and the winner of an African playoff between Zambia and Morocco, which will take place this week. The winner of that playoff will enter Group B. And I think it's interesting for the United States because, one, it was a tough group. But they're all going to be tough. There's a lot of great teams in this tournament. France, of course, being the host. The world champion Spain are here. Japan, Colombia, Canada, Germany, Brazil, teams that we have seen recently, teams that we have seen often that we know are very, very tough. In this draw, though, they were guaranteed to have Germany in their group based on how the pots were determined, which was based on the March FIFA World Rankings. They get Australia as well, and Zambia and Morocco are two very dangerous teams. They will get whoever wins that playoff this weekend, but it's very, very interesting to see Germany and Australia also in this group. Germany, the reason why they were automatically in our group is because we were in a pot with France and Spain. And since you can't have two teams from the same confederation, we drew the short stick and we had to end up with Germany. But again, Germany, a very, very tough team. This also means Emma Hayes is going to have to hit the ground running when she takes over the team in late May. She will only have one or two windows, really two windows before the Olympics, and the second window is a week before the Olympics to really figure out what she's going to do with the 18 players that go with her to France. And with Germany and Australia waiting, and again, Zambia and Morocco, both two very, very good teams, I can't wait for this Olympics, but at the same time, it is going to be a dogfight in every single match during the group stage. Now, the group stage for the men, you have Group A, which is where the U.S. fell into. They were in pot three, but they drew host France, they drew New Zealand, and the Intercontinental Playoff winner
between Guinea and the fourth place team in the AFC Asian Cup, which is going to take place starting this month. Now, the ironic thing is that for the men, the U.S. got placed in a group with France and potentially Guinea, where they just had friendlies against the two of them a week ago. They beat Guinea 3-0 in France. Nathan Harriel, Gianluca Busio, and Johan Gomez, the goal scorers for them against Guinea. They then went to France to take on France, and Thierry Henry is leading that team as the coach. They came back from down 2-0 to draw 2-2. Griffin Yao and Cade Cowell sparked the comeback in the last 5 minutes of that match. Now, France are the favorites of this tournament. Of course, they're the hosts. I mentioned Thierry Henry is their coach, and the U.S. has to contend with that. But the U.S. also has a chance, given how they've played against two teams that could potentially be in their group. The mystery is going to be around which players Marko Mitrović calls in for the Olympics and whether they bring in the max number of overage players, which is 3. The U.S. could field a very strong team for the Olympics. 15 guys on the last roster had senior national team experience. And as I mentioned, it's the first time in the Olympics since 2008. And this team has the chance to do some damage in this tournament and contend for a medal. They will have to get busy early and really have to not play catch up if they want to do that. So I'm really looking forward to the Olympics. There's a ton of soccer between now and then, but it's cool to get the groups to know the path for the U.S. women's national team and the U.S. men U23s to potentially receiving a medal in Paris. That will do it for episode 130 of the USA Soccer Cast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, follow us on Twitter, and we are on YouTube as well. Find us on both at USA Soccer Cast. Subscribe, rate, and review our episodes. It really helps and is greatly appreciated. Don't forget, we have affiliate programs with a ton of places to get you the gear you love and help you to travel, see your favorite teams play, or watch them from the comfort of your home. We have partnerships with Homage, Fanatics, Kitbag, ESPN+, Fubo TV, Paramount+, Hilton, Marriott, United, and so much more. Head to our Linktree, linktree.com/USASoccerCast to learn more. Click the links to those sites and help support the show in the process. We'll talk to you again soon, y'all. Peace.